Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Ayin Beis Baba Basra 72. And today's Daf Yomi brings us nearly to the conclusion of this chapter called Hamocher Es Habayis, one who sells a house, which primarily deals with the laws of contracts and how do we know what is included in a contract. And as part of this Daf, we have a teaching from Rav Huna that relates to the laws of what's included. And so as part of that, the Gemara then goes on a tangent and cites another teaching that Rav Huna taught and says the Gemara Va'od Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna teaches us a law that has to do with the mitzvah of shechacha. What is the mitzvah of shechacha? So this is based upon the Torah in Devarim, chapter 24, verse 19, where the verse tells us, Ki siktzor kitzir chabes adecha, where you come to reap your harvest that's in your field, v'shachachta omer basadan, if you forget a sheaf that is in the field. They used to leave their sheaves after they would bind them together. They used to leave the sheaves at the end of the rows, and the farmer would come to pick it up. So if you forgot a sheaf in the field, lo sashuv l'kachto, you're not allowed to return to get it. Rather, you need to leave it for the stranger in your midst, the orphan, the widows. You need to leave it for the vulnerable people. So that God shall bless you in all of the work of your hands. This is the law of shechacha, the law that you need to leave the sheaf that you forgot for the basically the poor people in your community. So the Rashi on the Chumash quotes the Sifri and gives us a number of very important laws that relates to shecha, when this applies and when it doesn't apply. So because the verse states, Omer, because the verse states, the sheaf in your field, says the Sifri, says the Midrash Halacha, the Omer this applies to, but not to a gadish, not to a stack. A stack one can retrieve. A solitary sheaf one cannot retrieve, but a stack, one the farmer is allowed to go back. And says the Sifri, Mikan Amru, Sha'omer Sha'yesh Lo Satayim, Yishkechu, Eina Shechacha. If somebody has an omer, and this omer is of such a size that has two say on it, and he forgot it, v'shachachu, then this is not considered to be a forgetting. What is a satayim? So the law doesn't apply, according to the Mishnah in Peah, chapter 6, law 6, if the omer is the size of 12 kaben, two say equals 12 kaben, which equals 288 eggs. It's a very large sheaf. It's such a large sheaf, it's no longer a sheaf, it's considered a stack. And the Sifrei explains that the teaching is because Likachto, it says that you take it, means it needs to be something which can easily be taken. So if it's so large that it cannot easily be taken, then the law of shecha doesn't apply to it, and you're allowed to go back and collect it. So too, the Sifri adds a second teaching, and the second teaching is from the fact that it says Omer and not Kaddish, but here we learn something else. Here we learn that if one left behind three sheaves, the law of shecha doesn't apply, because three sheaves together are considered a stack. So if one forgot one or two sheaves, then one is not allowed to go back. But if one forgot three sheaves, then we say Omer and not a Gadish. The law of Shecha only applies to an Omer and not to a stack, and then he's allowed to go back and collect it. So comes along Rav Huna and our Gemara, and he says the following teaching. Amar Rav Huna, Omer sheyesh bo sasayim, Toras Omer lov v'toras Gadish lov. If the Omer has a sasayim, if it is two kaven, the equivalent of 288 eggs, to a certain degree it has the law of an Omer, and to a certain degree it has the law of a Gadish. It has the law of an Omer on it, Dishnei Omarim Shechacha. And it has the law of an Omer with respect to the fact that if it has two Omarim and they combine with this third Omer, which is so large that it's two satayim, then we say all three Omerim together are considered to be a Gadish, and that he's allowed to go back and collect all three. And so therefore, the law of Shecha doesn't apply. However, it also is considered a Gadish. How so? Because we learned in the Mishnah in Peah, Omer sheyesh bo satayim, Shechacho ain Shechacha, that since it's so large, the law of Omer doesn't apply to it. So there are basically two leniencies with respect to such a large Omer that has two Seah, that it could combine with two other Omerim in order to make the three Omerim, which makes it one Gadish, and also in and of itself it is considered a Gadish, and the laws of Shecha don't apply. If you forgot it, you're still allowed to go back and collect it. The Tosefta in Peah tells us the uniqueness of this din of Shechacha, because all the other mitzvos in the Torah are fulfilled with remembering, as it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Zechartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, v'asisem osam. All the other mitzvos in the Torah, one does by remembering to do them. And so therefore, if you remember to do them, then you can fulfill this mitzvah. But the mitzvah of shichacha is done only through forgetting. That means only if you forget this thing, only if you forget the sheaf behind, can you fulfill the mitzvah of shichacha. And so too, it appears in the Tosefta for Peah, chapter 3, a beautiful story that there was a ma'isa, says the Tosefta, ma'isa b'chasadecha. There was a story about a pious person, she'shachach omer b'toch sadeo, that he forgot the omer in his field. And so then he realized that he had forgotten the omer, and he said to his son, omer levnot, save krivelai parwa olo, parwa shlamim, let's go bring joyous sacrificial offerings. We'll bring a bull as a shlamim offering and as an ola offering. And so his son said, Abba, my father, why are you doing this? Why are you so happy? What have you seen from this mitzvah more than all the other commandments in the Torah? And so the father said, because I see from this mitzvah that the poor person collected this thing that I forgot, the sheaf that I forgot, even before I realized I had forgotten it. And that's what it means. God will bless you. So if God is blessing me, even before I realized I have done a mitzvah, I just dropped it and I left it there, and the poor person collected it, and God is blessing me, how much more so will I be blessed from God for doing a mitzvah and giving to the poor willingly and willingly on my own, going and giving to the orphan and to the stranger and to the widow in our communities? How much more so will God bless us if we give on our own free will and not through forgetting?